Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
What percentage of people do you
think? What's going on over here? You're just battling with this microphone.
What? Are you fighting?
Yeah, it was set up differently.
And next time, don't turn it on before you get into a boxing match with the microphone. Please.
See, whoever designed this studio screwed it all up. It's so stupid. Whoever did this should be fired immediately.
Tell me why.
Because this should be on this side, and my plug... I don't know. It's just...
You're saying it's all crisscross? Like...
Yeah, it's like backwards.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? Shouldn't the arm go the other way?
I guess it depends. I listen, there's a little... It's wonky. It's a little wonky.
You know what the nice thing is? And I've noticed since I've been back? Very nice. Pleasant. It's clean. You guys notice that?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's been less clutter in here, for sure.
I think the other shows are making an effort to... put stuff where they belong, which is very nice.
You laid down the law. You told them, you know, that you expected a clean workspace.
Yes, I like. There's nothing like a clean workspace and a clean house.
I am glad that the picture still hasn't gone anywhere, though.
Yeah, that's...
And I just want to let you know. So I did an interview with Michael Redd on Friday.
Yes.
He came in here. They were promoting a Bucks event, and a couple other Bucks personnel were here.
Yeah.
They noticed the photo. And they were big fans of the photo, especially, and Michael really loved it after I explained why we had the photo and the illegal swimwear line that you helped launch back in the 90s.
If I move it like this, it looks like you're dancing.
Well, this is, can I explain to you why I don't like it? I have...
Oh, yes. Please explain to us why you don't like the shirtless
Michael,
I have, photograph
I will
of
say
you
this,
in
before
the studio.
You, Michael said you looked really good.
Thank you.
So
I look good, what, 28 years ago.
Oh,
thank
is that
you.
Why feel you don't great. Like yeah. it? It reminds you of how...
I have someone on the lake that doesn't put a shirt on, which is deeply disturbing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And someone in Florida that never puts a shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the fact that you only have one person in your neighborhood in Florida that never puts a shirt on, I think that's a win. I just assume there were a lot of people like that, especially when you get to some of the older communities. Just old guys who just
no,
don't give a rip anymore.
That's in the... now we're gonna move to the gym because there's too many old guys walking around that are too comfortable with their body. That is just like... gives me the jeeks.
I don't have a problem with people being too comfortable with their bodies.
Really?
I think more people should be comfortable with their bodies. I think we have major body issues in this country.
What about... the people who decide to stand naked for no reason with a leg on the bench.
Yeah,
see,
now,
just so you know, that's exactly. something I've never experienced because women aren't cretins.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a common occurrence. Yeah. I've been in locker rooms all across the country in terms of like gym locker rooms. The old guy naked with a leg up on the bench.
Or
you think that you're like saved because he's walking around with a towel.
Uh-huh.
But then he puts the leg up and now you're no longer safe.
I just assumed that was something they do in movies to be like, look at how, you know, uninviting this environment is.
It's uncomfortably based in fact.
Thank you. Yes.
Uncomfortably based in fact, the old guys that walk around.
And I'm not even suggesting they should be ashamed of themselves. I'm saying they should have more decorum. Like, this is a locker room you can change. If you're naked for a split second, I understand that.
Yeah.
But you're over there just kind of hanging out, having a conversation.
More ways
and just,
than one.
Right. Remaining naked for no apparent reason.
How do we get here? This is great.
I'll give you one guess.
Me?
Congratulations. What do we have for him, Johnny? I just assume there's a lot of people who have started their Thanksgiving holiday, right? Isn't that pretty standard operating procedure at this point?
Traffic was light.
Very light.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, a lot of people take off. You get Friday off for Thanksgiving. Most people, not everybody. I think we will be
not
here.
Us.
Because of the Packers game going on Thursday. But that's, I think a lot of people, like, schools are out, kids are home, right? They're already watching their fair share of cartoons this morning. So I just noticed that, like, oh, it looks like everybody started the holiday earlier, which is good. I started making the noodles yesterday. I told you guys I make my dad's noodles for all of the holiday get-togethers, trying to keep that tradition alive. So I started doing that yesterday, which was fun. And I saw that Micah Parsons said, Josh, you get that sound from Micah Parsons by chance?
I don't know what sound you're looking for, Jen.
All righty.
Talking about Thanksgiving.
Micah Parsons was talking about how he's very competitive yesterday and how he gets competitive even at board games. And apparently he had a little, I guess, tussle incident. I got to be careful the words I use. With his girlfriend. It got heated with his girlfriend over a board game. I don't think it crossed any sort of lines, if that's what anybody is hearing out there. But Micah Parsons said he is so competitive that he doesn't even like to lose at board games. And that got me thinking. That ends up being something for the holidays, doesn't it? Y'all finish your turkey, finish your beverages, and then you sit down, you play a little board game, and things can get wild.
I'm not competitive. My competitive juices have sailed.
They knocked out of you with the last hit you took in the NFL.
You guys are competitive.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Look, if I had an answer for you, Chew, that's just... It's the way things are.
Yeah, I just don't know.
He's like DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we want to call up my mother, my grandfather, my grandmother, like if we want to call up all these people, I mean, we might be able to find an answer, but...
Okay. Because I'm more interested in cheating than I am winning. Cheating.
Okay, the cheating, the fact that you need to cheat or want to cheat would indicate that you care about winning.
Well, because Angie is competitive, which annoys the ever... So she loves to play kings in the corner when all the kids are around. And okay. I'll just put cards down. Hopefully people are distraction. They won't even notice that they don't belong there. Sometimes they get caught. Sometimes they don't. You know? See, that's fun to me.
Wait, so trying to, because it's you're trying to get away with something is basically the fun part for you.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. His game is different than everyone else's game is essentially
he's
what
playing
I picked
a different
up on.
Game. Everybody else is trying to win the game. He's just trying to get away with something.
Yeah.
Which also tracks.
Is there a family game? So Kings in the Corner, is that what you guys play when the gang gets together?
Yeah, she likes card games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't think of any other ones, but...
Gabe, you got a family game?
I am guessing there's going to be a cribbage game or two that is played at the Knightsville Family Thanksgiving
Okay,
tomorrow.
So Dario and I, don't know how to play cribbage.
Can you count to 15?
Yeah.
All right, you can play cribbage.
Really?
Cribbage is great. I used to play.
I need you to teach me how to play cribbage.
Okay.
Is it beyond counting to 15, I assume?
Well, I mean, if you as long as you can count to 15, you're fine.
There's a little like pegs and something. There's like a board. I've
There's
seen
a board,
the
yeah.
You move your pegs.
Yeah,
you
that was
dice.
One of the most popular Brewers things this year was the cribbage board.
Do you roll dice?
No. Nope, it's just card game. Straight up a card game.
Oh, see, we used to play euchre in college.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And not really knowing where Wisconsin was, I thought it was named after euchre.
You know, Bob?
Yes. Like, why was it? Why is it euchre?
I don't know, but it's spelled differently.
I think it's an E.
Yeah. It's spelled differently than Bob's last name. Yeah, E-U-C-H-R-E.
We always thought it was euchre.
R-E. Yeah. Really twisty at the end there. Yeah. It's like the fancy theater.
Which is another good game. Euchre?
Oh, euchre's great.
Yeah.
I never played that growing up. I learned that one in college. Mm-hmm. And anytime me and my old college roommates get together, we'll much to the dismay of our wives.
Can you drink to it?
Well, I mean,
you can make anything.
I was about to say, like anything.
These games these kids have today are. I mean, what happened to quarters?
Well, what do you got? What are they doing?
They dance. There's dance offs. There's obviously. What's the throw it in the little
beer
solo
pong?
Cup? That is morphed into like 7 offshoot games.
Okay.
I'm not a drinking game guy, but I did like Anchorman. Anchorman was fun.
Is that a game or a movie?
It's a drinking game.
What? How do you play Anchorman?
So you have a pitcher and it's quarters, right?
The,
so you have three
vessel,
people on a team.
Not the athlete. I just want to be clear.
So you have three people on a team. So if I get it in, I get to pick the anchor man, right?
Okay.
So if I say, Jen, you're the anchor man, and it's Joshy Gaben, you two decide who goes first, and they drink as much as they can, they drink as much, and you have to finish it, or you have to do a whole number.
The pitcher.
Ugh. That gets dangerous quick.
I don't want to be the anchor.
So you get
well,
to like
I
your
mean,
fourth.
You're
you
two,
get
the two people ahead of you
would try to take
better
their
help
share.
You out, yeah. But get to the fourth pitcher. That's why we always played with linemen, you know, because linemen can glug glug.
Wait, how many pitchers?
Oh, it's not uncommon to have four or five.
So this is a keg at game, then, is what I'm picking up on.
It's a half barrel. Keg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pony.
What's a pony?
Pony keg? Isn't that a...
Like the little...
Is that the round thing?
Aren't all kegs round? What the heck are we doing here?
No, there was like a clear ball that we used to get.
What?
No. Josh, help
me.
No,
I just got standard kegs.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Used to come in a box.
Round ball of beer?
Yeah.
My kegs are always cylinders and usually metal.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Those are the only kegs I have ever seen.
What's a keg cost now? We used to get them in college. I think $38, and you bring it back, you get a $10 deposit. What a deal. They got to be $100-something.
So
right?
when,
really
when
hope
we would
that
always
someone
get...
on the YouTube stream saw his face when he just recalled the price of the keg when he was in college.
So when we first moved into our first off-campus house, somebody, I don't know how or why, but we had a kegerator. So we would always fill that thing. Mick Golden. Michelob Golden was always the cheapest one. It was $55 or something.
We used to have Strohs. So bad.
Oh, Strohs? Oh,
clean you out, though.
Let's see. The average keg of beer costs $79 to $200 in 2025, depending on size, brand, and beer.
I'm not going to mention any prices, but I just went to Total Wine, and it looks like they're referencing the one in Bayshore here.
Uh-huh.
Your standards, so your Miller's, Bud Light's, Coors, all those, $165.
Whoa, chew.
Wow, that's for a half keg. Inflation. Holy cats.
For a half barrel?
Yep.
You know what they say? That they say that kids these days, again, of legal drinking age, are drinking much less than ever before. I assume that's the vitamins.
Yes.
A lot more vitamins.
Yes.
Than in
past. Little vitamin W.
Little vitamins.
But wine prices have dropped significantly, too.
Have they? I would have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
You watch that thing like The Market?
I do. Because my favorite bottle.
He's got a bunch of screens in there.
My favorite bottle.
That's what he goes home to.
Yeah.
Buy.
Yeah. Went from like 22 down to 14. I'm like, hey.
So do you stock up then when it goes to 14? Is it like buy low, sell high type of thing?
Yeah, when the kids come home, there's no stocking up.
You can't keep it in stock enough?
No.
So 14 seems like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, hell of a deal.
Bottle of wine. What other games you guys got? Josh, you guys play family games? You play board games? My mom's a big Sorry fan.
She likes
to play with the kids.
Sorry was great.
Pop-O-Matic Trouble. She likes to play with the kids with the little... in the middle, bop the things around.
I have no idea what that game is.
I always hated Scrabble.
Oh, pop them. Okay, yeah, Trouble, yeah.
I always
hated Scrabble. That's a shocker.
Because people think they're so smart that play Scrabble. Oh, you're so smart, right?
Yes.
Isn't that an arrogant game? Scrabble arrogance. Put it down.
We'll add it
put
to
it
the
down.
List.
Like, sorry's for idiots.
I was going to say it, but thank goodness you got there on your own. Yeah, Scrabble is a thinking man's game. I bet Josh is good at Scrabble.
Shocking.
Josh has got words.
I don't play games, really. Maybe some cribbage. Maybe a card game or two.
Uh-huh.
Not playing many games.
How are you feeling about hosting your second Thanksgiving in 6 days?
Couldn't be happier to be doing it, Chewy. Why?
Well, you have to host
not
another one?
Not
when
you set upstairs.
Yes, Friday we are having people over again. And for those keeping count, that is less than 7 days from the last time we hosted a party with 13 people.
Is it the same people?
Nope. Family this time. Friends, family, everyone.
I will say this. And
strangers
I don't know
how much is you guys next weekend.
Probably didn't discuss it that much, but Joshy, you guys really went all out. I mean, to the point where you were sending us some, like, the matchbooks with people's pets on them.
Yeah.
The house drawing that you guys, was that on napkins or something? What was that even on, the house drawing? Was that on the matchbooks?
The matchbooks was the house drawing with the year. The napkins had personalized, like, insignias with your name on it. I mean, let's be clear, we didn't go over the top and bougie. The person who was the main driving force behind it went over the top. I mean, it looked great.
Yeah.
It was extravagant.
It looked so good. But I also said, are you guys rich? Because
candles?
All of that personalization stuff, that you got to order that. You got to customize that. Like, so that's why I asked Joshy, this new position that you got here at GKB, it feels like maybe you're raking a little more money.
Let's say I don't think we're rich, but we may be poor now.
And now you got to do it again.
Yep.
Oh, buddy.
Wait, so has the dehydrator just been running constantly?
No, the dehydrator ran and has been, I moved it to the basement. Despite never using it and having no interest in it, that was my job to take downstairs. And it's been put away. There are gallon
bags.
Wait, no
dehydrator for the family?
What was in the bottles?
Oh, good question. Good question.
The bottles was batched cocktails. So you grab your ice, pour it over some ice. You could make your own old fashioned as well with what was in there. So, yes. Those are coming back for Thanksgiving.
For Friday?
Yes.
Some folks weighing in on the Carbless Talkin' text line and on the YouTube stream. Remember, you can always get in with the show on either platform. John in Florida says, JD in Florida, rather, left, right, center dice game. Now, we used to play bar dice. And sometimes, you know, you have a cup at home and maybe you can sit there and throw a little bar dice while you're waiting around for the food to be done. We used to do that. I don't know how to play left, right, center, but I feel like it's another fairly simple game once you know the rules. You guys know left, right, center?
Card game? No, dice game.
Dice game. I don't know that.
Don't know that one.
I love, though, this summer was left, right, golf partners.
Oh, okay. Two to the left. Yeah, the two people who hit it to the left, two people who hit it to the right, they end up being partners.
How would a dice game be left, right?
I'm assuming you pass it to the left and pass it to the right. I'm assuming evens and odds, maybe something like that. I don't know. I'll look it up during the break. 800-990-3776. Are you a game family for the holidays? Micah Parsons said he's so competitive that he even gets frustrated about losing board games. It feels like over the holidays, a lot of people sort of sit down, maybe do board games with their family. Are you a board game gang? What do you play? What's your game of choice? Let us know here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Electric Dancing Commando. Again, on the YouTube stream, says Crazy Eights. Another card game.
That was another card game, yeah.
My wife's family plays Yahtzee a lot. That from Matthew on YouTube.
Yahtzee since God was a boy.
I love Yahtzee. Easy for the kids, too. The counting and the dice and stuff. That's the phase we're in, right, guys? Right now in our household, you know what we're playing a lot of? Memory. You know, we got the 7-year-old, we got the 5-year-old, pictures on the cards. We're playing a lot of memory right now.
Is that like Simon? Remember Simon?
No.
I don't remember Simon?
Simon is a memory game.
Yeah. Do you remember Simon?
No.
You don't?
I know Simon Says.
No, the four colors and it go beep, boop, beep,
bop, beep, beep. Oh, that, sure, sure.
This is a great game. See, that's more my speed.
Can you do the Simon thing again, please?
Josh got it.
Oh, we all got it.
It's going to live forever. Going to live forever. Don't worry. It is a Wendorf Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Tony Wendorf and Associates, First Weber Group. They believe in the human side of real estate, faith, family, friends. They move fast, negotiate with confidence, and communicate clearly so their clients win, no matter if it's buying or selling. Get started today at wendorfteam.firstweber.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's two things she counts in the house. One of the pictures. Yeah. What do you think the other one is?
Firearms.
Viagra.
On 94.5 ESPN.
If you're buying or building a new home, Great Midwest Bank helps guide you every step of the way. We have used Great Midwest Bank to take care of our mortgage for a very long time, but also remember they do daily banking as well. But the mortgage thing, guys, if you're in that position, you can get fast and flexible mortgage pre-approvals straight from Great Midwest Bank's experienced and, most importantly, local loan officers. From start to finish, you can bank with confidence at Great Midwest Bank, your simply local equal housing lender. See all of their customizable products at greatmidwestbank.com. That's greatmidwestbank.com. Sounds like we got some news out of Green Bay yesterday. And when I say some, I mean minimal. Not a lot of news, but some news, some information out of the 1265 yesterday on who will be available for the game tomorrow against the Lions. Gabe, the latest on that. And we are obviously interested in Jaden Reed. We are curious about Keyshawn Nixon. We are curious about the guys who were injured. Will they be on the field? There's also a right guard situation that we've been paying close attention to. What is the latest from Green Bay on who will be available tomorrow?
Who knows? It's basically what Matt LaFleur said yesterday. Who knows? We'll figure it out tomorrow.
Josh Jacobs, Keyshawn Nixon, Jaden Reed, all guys that we would love to see on the field. And it sounds like Dan Campbell thinks Jaden Reed will be playing on Thanksgiving.
I don't know why he would. Again, I don't know if that's just them preparing for having somebody like that in the slot, and they just want to be mentally prepared if he happens to be there. I still tend to think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chu, but after you've been out for 10-plus weeks, you would want to go through at least one padded practice before you get out on the field. Because he was activated last Friday.
Maybe he fell out of bed.
That Maybe. Counts as his padded practice.
Yeah.
Took the Charles Woodson advice, fell on the old shoulder to see if it's still there. I just have a hard time thinking Jaden Reed's going to go through one practice, have it be a Friday practice, and then play in an NFL game after missing 10 weeks.
I agree. Unless they somehow simulated it in practice with even a pad or something, because his biggest thing will be getting over it mentally. You know, when you have that ball and you're in space and you're in the middle of the field.
I was about to say, yeah, you get a ball over the middle of the field, you kind of short arm it because you think somebody's coming.
You know what comes to mind right away is, remember when PIA defensive back that we shipped
Jair.
Off. Jair. Remember Jair hurt his shoulder?
Oh, yeah.
And then he did not want to stick it back
he
in there.
He used to be really physical.
Yeah, he used to be a really good
tackler.
He'd
come up, run support, and then after the shoulder injury, was never the same.
Because I had it. I actually thought I was fielding an onside kick in Tampa. And this is old rules, old days. And I caught a helmet like in my shoulder. I literally thought I snapped my collarbone in half.
Oh.
That's what it felt like. I couldn't raise anything. I was in so much pain. Well, it was a second degree separation of my shoulder. But my point is, like, that took me mentally so long to get over. Like, you're just so...
Oh, get back out there for
so
onside kick,
timid.
Too.
Yeah. But I think Keyshawn's the most important. He's got to play. Because if he doesn't, because their offense is dangerous. You know, and they got a couple of pretty good receivers. So if I could pick anybody out of that list, that would be number most important guy to play. I would say it'd be Keyshawn.
The only thing that maybe works in the Packers' favor is that the offensive line has not been great in pass protection this year. And so maybe they shy away from that, really try to put an emphasis on running the ball, in which case maybe the cornerbacks get a little break. Little break, you know what I mean, from a percentage standpoint, from a ratio standpoint of pass run in the game. So do you guys think Jaden Reed should be on the field tomorrow against the Lions? Gabe, it sounds like you're saying no.
No. Bring him back against the Bears, that's fine. And this was kind of the timeline I had in mind. Okay, they activated him a couple of days after I thought they would. Go through that week of practice, go through your walkthroughs, but then you know he's going to be ready against the Bears next week.
Yeah, he needs a full week because you're so rusty. And it's been, what, 2 months? Over 2 months?
10 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you're rusty. It's going to take a while for him to get back in. Unless they really, really spot play him.
Like very,
all right,
very
you're
limited
get 10
snaps.
Plays. Kind of like Van Ness last week, where he played, what, 6 plays?
Well, he may have re-aggravated something.
In the foot?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why he only played 6 snaps.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't feeling it and decided, hey, I can't play anymore.
Yeah.
But as far as Jaden goes... Like, if this was in the days of Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, like, those guys had that chemistry down in their sleep.
Yeah.
And I know there is a chemistry, certainly, between Jordan and Jaden. He's been the leading receiver the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But they've only had those 2 years together.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if they're going to have that timing that you want for some of the things that Jaden Reed does with him not really practicing.
Well, I can tell you one thing he's not going to want to do is jet sweep. No, he's not going to want to do that. At least not right away.
Sure.
You know, maybe as he gets comfortable.
Which would be smart.
Kind of
ease him back into that.
Let us know, 800-990-3776. Do you want to see Jaden Reed out on the field tomorrow against the Lions, or would you prefer the Packers hold on to him and let him come out against the Bears the following week, get a full week of practice in pads under his belt? 800-990-3776. We got to take a break. We've got Adam Schefter coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Checking in with Adam on what his holidays look like in addition to everything going on around the league. Feeling your best starts with taking time for yourself, and for me, that's my infrared sauna from Good Health Sauna. saunas. The gentle, radiant heat helps detox my body, boost circulation, and melt away stress after a long day. I've had mine for years now, and I still use it constantly. It's amazing for my skin and my sleep and my overall mood. You can experience it as well. Just stop by the Good Health Sauna showroom. It's in Waukesha. Or learn more at goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen. That's goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And Joshy's biggest fan.
It's nice to see Josh at the big boy table. Thank you, everybody. Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, Tony Wendorf and Associates, and Smart 18 Union.
Wishing a happy Thanksgiving Eve to our friend, Adam Schefter. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing today?
What is going on? Everybody in Wisconsin.
What? What'd you say, Adam?
I said, happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody in Wisconsin.
Oh, there it is. So much clearer. That was great. It was on our end, I'm sure. There's a technical difficulty. Thank you very much for that. Let me start with this. Who do you think, outside of the Rams, is the best team in the NFC?
Outside the Rams. Well, first of all, the Rams are the best team.
Yep.
Right. If I'm going to go outside the Rams right now, I would probably go with the Seattle Seahawks today.
Wow. All right. Does that surprise you a little bit?
I mean, somebody believes in Sam Darnold to win games more than I do.
Well, again, I'm not telling you that they are. Like, you could make a case for the Eagles. You can make a case for the Lions. You can make a case for the Packers. You can make a lot of cases. I just feel like the Seattle defense is ferocious. They play well on the road, and I would just go with Seattle with not any high degree of confidence today.
Adam, could Myles Garrett be the best pass rusher ever in the NFL? Ooh. I'm talking Reggie White. I'm talking Bruce Smith, Lawrence Taylor. Could he be the best ever? I mean, the year he's having is unbelievable.
I hadn't thought about it like that, Chewy. It's a really interesting question. My immediate reaction is I don't think of him like that, but if he has the sack record, I think you do have to think of him like that. Like, he's 5 sacks away from the record. He could have this record in 2 weeks. He could have it in 2 weeks. He might have it Sunday. I don't think so, but he could have it in a week or two. Okay? So they've played, what, 11 games? What's the Browns record? I think they've played, is it 11 or 12? I think they've played 11.
They've played 11. They are 3-8.
So he right now has 18 sacks. Let's do the math here on my calculator. So he's got 18 and 11, right? So
14 in the last four, right?
13 in the last four. 13. Yeah.
So he's on pace to have almost 28 sacks this year.
That's
the single sack record is 22 and a half. So he is on pace to exceed that by over 5. Now, there is an extra game to account for.
Yeah.
Okay. But he's averaging 1.6 per game. So let's take it away. He's still on pace to essentially come up with 26, which is still 3.5 more than the single season sack record for the same amount of time. So here's the thing. I think that sometimes when we're watching players in whatever sport, whatever field, you don't necessarily equate them to an all-time great until you step back, think about it, process it. And I think we probably would need some time to do that. But I think if and when we do, well, he's certainly going to be one of the greatest pass rushers of all time. Certainly. Right? But I'm not ready to say he's better than LT or Reggie White. Like, I grew up in New York, and I grew up watching Lawrence Taylor, and I don't know that I've ever seen a better pass rusher than Lawrence Taylor. Me, personally. Now, maybe that's me being young and formative and easily impressionable. I don't know. But Lawrence Taylor was a menace coming off the edge. A menace.
Adam Schefter here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Tony Wendorf & Associates, just like the moves made in the pros. Tony Wendorf & Associates, First Weber Group, they help people make their own big moves every day. They're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. Adam, for the Packers game tomorrow, You have Dan Campbell, who thinks Jaden Reed's going to play. Matt LaFleur on the Packers side is being coy whether or not Jaden Reed is going to play. But he's only had one, I don't even know if I want to call it a real practice, because it was a Friday practice. It wasn't fully padded, even Packers going through thud. How often have you seen a player with a broken collarbone like Jaden Reed be able to come back with minimal practice time?
Well, let me go to a text that I got about this, because I was asking when might we see Jaden Reed, and the text I got back was possibly Thanksgiving game. That was last week, possibly. So clearly that was in the conversation. I don't know if he has made it back. We'll find out today, because they'd have to activate him by 4 o'clock today. So I think there's a chance he's going to be activated. I'm not telling you he will or he won't. There's a chance. It's been discussed, and we'll see what they ultimately decide this afternoon.
Adam, you think the Packers have a good chance of winning this division? They've got a heck of a stretch in front of them. They got the Lions, the Bears. They also have the Ravens ahead of them, which, again, is not a division opponent, but obviously will factor into their win-loss record. And they also have the Broncos still on the schedule, and then one more meeting against the Vikings. You like them to win the division, or you think that might be a little tough at this point?
I haven't looked to see the standings, and I haven't looked to see the records. What are the records? Well, the Bears are in first right now, right?
Yeah.
Correct, at 8-3.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the Lions...
Packers are right after them, because they've got that tie with the Cowboys.
Yep, Packers are 7-3-1, and then Detroit is in third at 7-4. 7-4.
I'm gonna take a cop-out answer. I'll be much more comfortable answering that question at 4:15 Eastern
tomorrow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but Adam, what's your thought on the Bears? Bears have Philly this week. Can they win the division?
They can. You know, here's the thing on the Bears. It's one of those years, and everybody has one of these years. Not everybody, but there's a team like this every year that like this, right? Like Washington last year, where all of a sudden all the turnovers are going away. See, that's always the big hint. The Bears lead the NFL in takeaways, right? So I'm not trying to take away anything they've done. What they've done is incredibly impressive. They deserve their first place position right now. But when you get that many takeaways, it makes life a lot easier, and it makes games a lot more winnable. When you're not getting those turnovers, it's not as easy. And they're getting them this year in droves, thanks to, I guess, the defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen. And I think they can win it. I think they can win it. I'd have to sit down. Again, I haven't looked at the schedule to really – study it, but on the surface, yes, they can. Do I think they will? Probably not, but I won't be surprised if they do.
Whether it's HVAC, sheet metal, or welding, Smart 18 members are trained to be the best in the business with top-tier wages, unbeatable benefits, and lifelong career support. It's not just a job, it's a career. Learn more at smart18.org and start building your future today. Adam, I feel like there have been times where you've turned on the TV on Thanksgiving and the games are kind of, okay, I guess we got to... This is what we got to watch. This is what we're going to watch. But the first two games tomorrow, starting with Packers-Lions, and then, I mean, you've got two desperate teams in Chiefs-Cowboys after that. When's the last time you remember just having two really big games in terms of playoff positioning happening on Thanksgiving?
We had a slate like this. I don't remember exactly when it was, but I remember this coming up. But I would say this, that the highest rated Thanksgiving Day game ever was the Giants and Cowboys in 2022. And I think it rated 41.6 million. I think with the Chiefs and the Cowboys tomorrow, this will be the highest rated NFL regular season game ever.
Wow.
I believe you're talking about, I don't know whether it's going to be 43 million, 45 million, 48, whatever it is. But I believe that that game tomorrow will be the most watched Thanksgiving Day game. Plus, the NFL made a little bit of a schedule tweak, which I kind of like. They pushed back the start time on these Thanksgiving games 30 minutes. So it used to be that it was starting 11:30 Central. Now it's noon. They wanted to get everything more on the NFL regular schedule that occurs during the week, because that's what people are used to. And they made that change this year, and I like that change. It allows people time to cook in the morning and play their turkey bowls and sleep in and do whatever. I won't be sleeping. I'll be going to New York City for get up at 5 in the morning, but that's me, and that's how we'll celebrate Thanksgiving. But it gives people an extra half hour to do whatever they need to get done before they put the Packers Lions on at noon Central, 1 Eastern.
Well, Adam, since you mentioned Thanksgiving, we would be remiss if we didn't ask you if you, over the years, play any games on the Thanksgiving holiday, whether it's a card game or a board game or a drinking game. Do you got games? Micah Parsons says he's so competitive, he hates to lose board games. Got anything like that in the Schefter household?
No, we haven't played a lot of games. I know this, that whenever I do play any sort of game, I get way too competitive. Like, I don't want to lose at Yahtzee, okay? Like, that's a game of chance, by the way.
if you're playing it wrong.
If I lose Yahtzee or Goldfish, or if I'm pissed off. So it kind of ruins the house. Just easier not to play.
Are you cooking tomorrow, Adam?
No, we had this incredible run. Thanksgiving in our family has come to mean like bad things. Like, we had one year, first of all, there was the pandemic. Then the year after, we had one of my wife's cousins stop over. He wanted to say hello. I mean, it was unbelievable. He comes over like 5:30, says hello. He wanted a couple of things from us, and he leaves. And by 6:30, his father calls and he goes, "Hey, Matthew went from your house to the doctor, tested positive for COVID. So we just want to let you know that, you know, you're exposed to him." Oh, thank you. So our Thanksgiving Day celebration the next day got canceled. The next year I had appendicitis. Oh, no, I was passing a kidney stone. Oh. Then my wife, one year, my wife, it was a stretch of 5 straight years where Thanksgiving was ruined. We had to get a dog to a vet on that. Like, it's been unbelievable. So I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Knock on wood right now. But the holiday is not treated. It has always been, up until the last 5 years, my favorite holiday. And now I just associate it with some sort of bad thing that's going to occur.
Malady.
Malady. Yes, we've had a lot of maladies, Jim.
What is this, on Sportsmanlike Word of the Day?
Not a lot of Yahtzees and a lot of maladies.
Well, maybe you would change it up a little this year. Maybe we pull out a board game and it changes the trajectory of your day, Adam. Listen, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a very happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody in Wisconsin.
Our conversations with Adam Schefter brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino. It's your premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
You like Thanksgiving?
Love Thanksgiving.
Is it your favorite holiday?
Yes, mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
It's Little Chase's overrated. Favorite holiday.
Without a doubt.
He's like, he loves it. He loves sitting down. He loves putting the heaping plate of turkey and mashed potatoes and yams and green beans. He loves it.
4th of July.
Yeah. I just want to cook steaks on Thanksgiving.
Then do it. Yeah, who cares?
No, not stopping. The boss. Yeah, there's someone stopping.
That's a good point. Hand up.
There actually
my fault.
Is someone stopping me. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. There is someone actively playing defense.
Yes.
Then make a steak for yourself. Ugh.
Have you seen these videos that are all over the place of the people shoving butter sticks under the skin of the turkey this year? Well, it's not this year that they're exclusively doing it, but like it's big this year. And I'm thinking to myself, that should be a sign. The fact that you have to stick several sticks of butter underneath the skin of the turkey.
I mean, you add butter to anything. It's just going to, it's like a steroid. It's instant improvement.
I got shut down from having the
deep fried.
Yeah.
Wait, so how are you making
You burn
the turkey?
One deck down and you get labeled for the rest of your life. Isn't that
one,
a shame?
One tiny, eeny, teeny mistake.
Listen, I wasn't going to out you, but I appreciate that you had the self-awareness to put two and two together.
Wait, so are you borrowing the smoker?
No.
You're just making it in the oven?
I'm out.
Oh, they tagged you out?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to do anything, which is fine. Probably clean up.
I think it was strategic.
It was.
I think that deck was a casualty. Yeah. And you were like, oh no.
It's kind of old.
Contribute anymore. Guess I'll just sit on the couch and watch football.
Nah, he wants to deep fry another turkey. He wants hot oil in a big old.
Yeah. Chasing the dragon.
Yeah, he wants to do another one.
I just want to inject the thing. I think that's pretty cool.
What are you injecting it with?
Spices.
You can inject it with butter.
Yeah, I've done that before.
A little Cajun butter.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh. Uh-huh. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now she's all of a sudden getting excited about Thanksgiving.
There's nothing that can.
No amount of Cajun butter can excite you for hosting people on Friday. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But she doesn't know. Every now and then, I got the blammer coming up and like, I'll let you use my tractor for two of the blue things. Which I think's a pretty good deal, which gets me in trouble. Life.
You got a Viagra ring?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Are you looking for reliable transportation this holiday season? If the answer is yes, then Accutrans is your answer. It's a veteran-owned business dedicated to providing unmatched corporate, personal, and event-related transportation that you will use again and again. I know I've told you guys about this, but when our high school went up to the state semifinals up near Green Bay, we loaded everybody up onto a few Accutrans buses for safe and dependable transportation to the state semifinal game. And maybe you don't have a big playoff game coming up, but maybe you have a holiday party. Maybe you got to get to the airport. Accutrans can handle whatever your occasion is. Booking is easy, safe, and dependable. Just go to their website. It's AccutransGroup.com. AccutransGroup.com. There you can get a quote. You can book a reservation today. For reliable and safe transportation, I cannot recommend Accutrans Group enough. I got some folks on the old YouTube stream asking if you're a bird, if you're a turkey or a ham fan for Thanksgiving. And I know turkey is the traditional meat of choice, but I see a lot of people transitioning. Chewy mentioned steaks for Thanksgiving. Some people do ham for Thanksgiving. Some people don't do a bird or meat at all. Some people do Cornish hens. I've seen that for Thanksgiving. Are you guys the traditionalists? You got to have a turkey on the table?
If we didn't, I'm pretty sure my grandmother would disown everybody.
Riot. Grandma's riot.
I mean, I'd rather have ham, but what's the hit rate on a good turkey? 3 out of 10? Where you nail it? Right?
Yeah, it depends upon how you make it, you know?
Yeah, but still, I mean, you dry it out. Is the window tough on a turkey? Like a brisket, you know, you got... What's a brisket? You got probably 10 minutes?
And then it's overcooked. Yeah, it's more than that, I would say. You know, probably about a 20-minute window there.
That's the thing. It's juicy is everything to me. If it's dry, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, you can't leave it in there for too long.
Yeah.
Again, that's why smoking it's the way to go, because the temperature's so low.
Can you eat it undercooked?
I wouldn't.
I don't think you should eat anything undercooked.
Chicken you can.
No.
Okay, I wouldn't.
That is the most famous one you can.
Poultry, don't undercook it.
I'm actually going to vomit.
But like
you
a steak.
You can eat raw eggs.
You can. Sure.
Not.
You can also get salmonella.
Yeah.
I've had it.
As we know it on this show, Sam and Ella, that's an old throwback to the early days of
Jen. But pork, you can eat medium, kind of medium. Can be pink in the middle.
Can't.
Yes, it can.
That one, famously, you're not supposed to do that.
The only one you can.
Really making me ill.
The only one you can is beef.
I think you're wrong.
Well, I mean, can you
We're
eat
gonna
it?
We're going to hear about it from the
you
people.
You can do anything you want. Is it recommended?
Yeah, you
no.
shouldn't. In fact, we need to have a disclaimer on this conversation, I'm afraid.
That's what I'm trying
to do. All of a sudden, we're going to be liable for somebody yakking on Thanksgiving.
Again, if you want something medium rare, then just keep it with your steaks.
Well, speaking of the meat, the beef, don't you guys do the cannibal something?
Cannibal sandwiches.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, that's a Wisconsin thing,
that
right?
That is a Wisconsin
and that
thing.
Is raw beef.
And onions.
And that's it?
Yeah.
You put it on bread or crackers or
whatever you want. Yeah.
Will that show up at anybody's Thanksgiving festivities?
I don't know.
No,
good.
we have never done the cannibal sandwich.
It's a Christmas thing.
I've always thought of it as a Christmas thing. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's more of a Christmas
I've had it before.
Delicacy.
Overrated.
No, it's good. Huh?
I've never had it.
Oh.
Never had it. Just
How
aware
is it
of
any
it.
Different than like beef carpaccio, which is also like raw beef, right? But it's like sliced or something like that?
It's just like burger. It's like raw hamburger.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, by the way, when I was a kid and we used to make burgers, you know, and you'd throw the seasoning in and the breadcrumbs in and you'd just start, I would always taste it. It tasted very good with the salt and
there
the pepper and the seasoning and the
so
stuff.
You've had your own version of a cannibal
100%.
Sandwich. Unaware of it, but
unaware.
You were doing it.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. Now, onions, ugh.
Oh, you don't like onions?
I can only take onions in small doses. You know, there are some people who like, they just sit in your mouth.
Yep.
That's how I am with onions and garlic. It just sits. It like, it seeps into.
I had a raw garlic or raw onion salad one time with like blue cheese. Oh, it was so good.
That sounds awful, too.
Oh, so
raw
good.
Onion salad with blue cheese.
Hope you had, hope you had some mouthwash available.
The Blammer will eat an onion raw.
Like an apple?
Like an apple. Yeah.
Oh, what are you, Shrek?
I guess I wish I could say I was surprised. Seems to be on
par.
Yeah, on par for the Blammer.
Oh, sure. My God. An onion salad character. Might be the worst thing I've ever
so
heard.
Good.
With blue cheese. Yeah. Onion salad with blue cheese.
There was a dressing.
Just imagine what
his
sweat
crumbles.
Smelled like for the days after that. You know, all that stuff comes out in your sweat.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Probably one of those days you walked past me. I almost passed out.
Would you have an onion salad? Jen Gibb and Chewy rolls on.